fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 25th day of November, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Unlike China, where people are forced to have allegiance to their government, we love to have allegiance to our republic. And that's how we start our day, and that's how we're going to start our week. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of the America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, it's a book. I haven't mentioned this for a while. I try to mention it about 3 or 4 times a year. The title of the book is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. I say again, the title is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. Dr. Joseph Murphy. Dr. Murphy was a Christian minister. He has numerous Bible quotes in the book. I think that all of our Christian listeners will find the principles and the guidance of this book is in complete compliance with Christian mainstream Christian theology. All right. We have a patient waiting in the green room, Andrew. Andrew is representing EMP Shield. We will be talking about the events of the day, and how incorporating EMP Shield devices on your car, your truck, your home can help you have the kind of life that we want, where we have peace of mind, knowing that if there is EMP or if there is lightning, in the case of your home and your generator, that your equipment will not be destroyed. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Well, sir, good to have you with us. Had some pretty severe storms come through my part of the country yesterday. Did you get that in Kansas also?
Yes, there was a little bit of rain. I don't think it was too severe, but I think you guys got the brunt of it.
Yeah, I was returning home from a meeting last night, and I had to slow down to about 30 miles an hour. The visibility was so poor, absolute downpour. No damage here from wind or rain that I'm aware of, but it was very severe downpour and tornado warnings and lightning that was just going like crazy. But that's moved on, and I don't know if it's up in the Northeast now or up in Canada or where it went, but it's not here anymore. So <Yep. laughs> that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew, there's a book I became aware of this morning entitled The 100-Year Marathon. The 100-Year Marathon. And it talks about the goals of China going back a century to be the dominant world power in the 21st century. And they seem to be well on their way to pulling it off, don't they, sir?
Yes, sir, they do. They are certainly well on their way. You know, that's, I want to read that book, The 100-Year Marathon. That's literally exactly what they're doing. It's, I would probably say it's even more than 100 years. You know, it's one of the things that I'm actually very impressed when it comes to China, and that's not for listeners to think I don't like China. I absolutely despise China, but you have to understand some of the strengths of your enemy when you're looking at them. And for China, long-term strategy, planning, and determination is certainly one of their things. So I'm very interested to read that book.
Yeah. Well, it went to the top of my list also. I was at a meeting yesterday with some friends and business associates, and there was an agreement that the communists have done an excellent job of undermining the basic foundations of Western civilization and the United States, the institution of marriage, our educational institutions, our religious institutions, social institutions. And they've been quite successful at doing that for especially the last 50, 60 years, to the point we don't recognize our society anymore. The one couple, they were talking about their 27-year-old daughter who has trouble finding a man who's a real man to date. I hear that from many women, women under 40 and women under 30 years old, that they can't find a real man to date, that masculinity has been emasculated in much of our society, hasn't it, Andrew?
It really has been. It's becoming a big issue. It's something that I personally have been afraid of for several years as I start noticing it, and I do think it's going to be a serious issue for the United States. You know, I hope people kind of take heed when it comes to that, but masculinity is literally slowly going away, which I firmly believe can have a direct result on the level of national defense readiness that the country has. I know it sounds crazy. Some people are going to think that sounds weird, but I think it has directly correlated essentially to that. And it is a big problem in the United States.
It is. It is. In the area I live, the men that live here are, they work in the mines. They work in the forest. They are cattle ranchers. These are tough men who have all the traditional attributes of a masculine, tough American man. When I go to the city, I it's a wake-up call as to the changes, and I bought gas at a service station in a small city recently, and the man cashier mm-hmm. had the male cashier had fingernail polish, and I and I mean I didn't yep. say anything. I didn't want to upset right. the whole line of people waiting to pay for their purchases, but
sure.
it's the world has changed dramatically. Where it's and I see men, alleged men, going in public wearing pajama bottoms instead of trousers.
Right.
Pajama bottoms. Yep. And women, too, as far as that goes. And these societal changes are endemic of what's going on all over our country. The downgrading of... I can give you another example. This has been 20 years ago. I had a sure. business at that. At a very large 5,000 student high school in Metro St. Louis. And I get mm-hmm. there, it was right at exactly noon on a Tuesday, exactly at noon. And I'm meeting with the administrator, and off in the distance, yeah. About 20 or 25 young adults. They're clearly men and women in their 20s and 30s, not high school students. And their attire is... basically the same way a homeless person would dress. And I asked the administrator, who sure. are these people? Are they on some kind of tour or something? Wondering why these people wearing the apparent attire of homeless people Oh, John, those are our instructors.
Oh.
Oh, it gets better. And there's a lot of activity. Yeah. People apparently leaving campus. I said, what's going on? Looks like everybody's leaving campus. Here it is at noon on a Tuesday. Oh, John, everybody leaves at noon on Tuesday so the teachers can have teachers' meetings. Now, that's one-tenth the school year, by the way. Every Tuesday, everybody leaves at noon.
Wow.
That's 10% of the entire school year gone.
Interesting. Just that's gone. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. How can you take away 10% of the hours that you teach these students and expect to maintain the same levels of education? How can you do that?
Right. Yeah, you simply can't. And I love all these because these are all, for people listening, what John's mentioning, these are indicators of things. These are indicators that there may be a reduction in the manliness or even in society in general on their capability to provide certain things that we would need should we need it during a national defense scenario, as an example. I see it all the time as well. And what's scary to me is I'm seeing it, just like you are actually probably, John, in a small town in Kansas. And so I know if it's trickled out to a small town in Kansas, it's happening probably across the entire United States. And it makes me very worried. And that's not to say that if somebody wears pajama bottoms, they couldn't be a benefit to our country, or even if they have painted nails. But what I do know for a fact is people are not healthy these days. They don't go out and walk. They don't have a physical manual labor job. Most people nowadays are stay inside and stay on the internet, or men are more focused on things that they wouldn't normally have been focused on 50 years ago. And all of these things just, to me, it creates a threat to the United States, and it actually makes me sick kind of even thinking about it, to be honest. But
Andrew, did you play football by any chance?
I played hockey.
Played hockey. Well, that's a pretty physical sport, but we'll go back to football for a little bit.
Sure.
I'm sure you've watched enough football to have some ideas about what takes place on the football field, don't you?
Right. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, there is a position in football for the kicker, and there's the kickoff to start the game, and then there's there's kicking during the game and kicking for field goals. But in most of those instances, the person kicking is a target of really big, really tough guys who want to knock that kicker down before they kick the ball, correct?
Right. That's correct.
Okay. Well, I was driving past this another Metro St. Louis high school, and football practice was taking place. And I saw a young woman on the field in full football gear practicing kicking. And I have some pretty good ideas how that took place. And I thought, well, she's not on the line, but because I've been on those situations where I was trying to knock down the kicker. That was my job, as a defensive end, was to knock down the kicker as hard as I and fast as I could before the ball was kicked. So these coaches, the responsible adults, are putting this young woman and her. Her future as a possible mother at risk. I don't believe a young woman's fallopian tubes are meant to take the impact of a 240-pound man hitting her as hard as he can hit her and knocking her down as quickly and as hard as he can knock her down. I don't believe that's good for the reproductive organs of a young lady. What do you think, sir?
Probably not. And, I do appreciate that a female, now as long as the rules weren't changed, I do appreciate a female attempting to do a sport like that, knowing that she could absolutely get clobbered at any point in time. But you're absolutely right, it is incredibly dangerous as well, especially at that age. It's one of those, keep going, John, I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. Well, Moving on from there, our enemy, the communist Chinese, they have a goal. That's the colonize the United States with no Americans. And to do that, they have to make us weak. And much of what they do is intend to make us weak. The final stages of this, the very final stages, will be the kinetic part, where they make use of weapons of war, including MPE devices, to finish us off once we've been weakened to the point where they think they can finish us off. If Donald Trump was to run for re-election and possibly get re-elected, they would probably want to make their move before Donald Trump spent any more time in the Oval Office strengthening the military and getting rid of all the politically correct stuff in our military and made us as strong as we can and should be. In the meantime, we're on our own. We are on our own.
Yes, we are. We are on our own. And we are. We're a soft target right now. I mean, if you think about it, and, you know, to kind of caveat on what we were mentioning, not only does China want us weaker, and they love that we're weaker right now, they also are going out of their way to make their men more manly. And I'm not saying that as a, I think that's happening. That's literally in the news right now, that China is making a mandate to make their men more manly. And they are deliberately doing this to prepare themselves for war. So you got it, John. We are a soft target. And, China certainly does see this.
Right. Yeah, you want alpha male warriors, obviously, if you're going to be going to war. The Marine Corps has traditionally been filled with alpha male warriors, the special operations in the Army, the U.S. Navy SEALs, the Air Force pilots, and the air commandos, and so forth.
Yes, sir.
But it must be getting tougher and tougher to find alpha male warriors who want to sign up to be in our military, given the circumstances. We like to give a summary each week for our new listeners of just exactly what EMP is, how it works, and how to protect from it. We got a break coming up in less than 3 minutes, but why don't we go ahead and get started with that, Andrew?
Sure, absolutely. So in this definition, I'll kind of explain EMP, which stands for electromagnetic pulse, and I will use the most common, or the method that they believe would be most common, which would be the use of a nuclear weapon in the atmosphere. And so the way that it would actually be produced is that nuclear weapon would go off above the atmosphere at roughly 300 miles above the Earth. That blast would go outwards towards space and also in all directions, including downwards towards the Earth. And now an EMP, electromagnetic pulse, although a lot of people think it may sound like science fiction, it is actually considered to be one of the most devastating weapons that a country could use. It occurs in three phases. So in the first In second phase, the downward blast of that explosion, that nuclear weapon, the gamma radiation from that blast, and also the matter from that blast passing through the atmosphere actually creates those first two phases. When the gamma rays and the matter pass through the atmosphere, it actually strips off electrons, this process is called ionization, and shoots them downwards like a cat's cradle down towards the Earth at roughly the speed of light for the first phase, and then in microseconds in the second phase. So we're talking very, very fast speeds. And these stripping of electrons then get shot downwards in waves in a DC charge. And so that wave induces into everything that's a conductor of electricity. So anything that's got metal or can induce energy is going to induce these waves. So the first wave, the rise time is about 5 nanoseconds. The second wave, you're in the microseconds. These are both DC charges. This is the portion of an EMP that's going to destroy most modern-day vehicles. It is going to induce into the grid and potentially destroy control units for portions of the grid, although there is another part we'll explain in a second that will also have an impact on the grid.
Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back after the break. Everybody hold on.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's our sponsor by EMP Shield. Great $50 discount on each piece of equipment you get at my website at thelibertyman.com. And Andrew, you were in the middle of giving your explanation of just what EMP is when we had the break, sir.
Yeah, thanks, John. So I had just explained the E1 and the E2 portion. Now I'll briefly describe what occurs during the E3 portion of an EMP and some of the effects that it has. So unlike the first two phases where that downward blast is creating the EMP portion, it's the E3 is actually created by the outward blast going towards the magnetosphere. And so when that blast pushes outwards on the magnetosphere, that magnetosphere then begins to fluctuate. And for a nuclear-sized blast, this is going to occur anywhere from an hour to many hours in duration, potentially, 4 to 6 hours. And while that fluctuation on the magnetosphere is occurring, there is actually a low and slow charge being basically being created and then being inducing into the grid at the ground level of the Earth during this duration of the fluctuation of the magnetosphere. And so the grid, primarily, because of the size of it's basically a large antenna, and because of its size, it's primarily going to be inducing this charge over this duration of time. And that's not to say that your home directly won't induce it, But if your home's cut off from the grid, it's not a large enough antenna to really induce this charge over time. But the grid is. And so this portion of the EMP is where the grid's going to be severely damaged and taken down from an EMP. And the reason being is because although the charge is very low and it's very slow and it builds, because of the duration of the E3 portion of an EMP, several hours, this charge is going to build to a level to where there's an extreme heat that could potentially damage components within the grid. So portions of substations, transformers, control modules, all kinds of things inside the grid, which are then going to make it go down. It's also important to understand that although your home is not a large enough antenna for the E3 portion, this energy from the grid during the E3 will be trying to find its way into your home. And so basically, you know, an EMP in general is one of the worst, one of the most devastating weapons in any country's arsenal, because it will take you, as John likes to say, back to the early 1800s, I believe 1812, where there is no longer a functional power grid. And it's huge because the Department of Homeland Security does predict that up to 90% of the population will die within 1 year after an EMP. That's how extreme this is, and that's why we've actually created the EMP shield.
All right. Well said, Andrew. We got a couple of calls on hold here. First, we have Don in Arizona. Good morning, Don.
Hello. Hello, John. You were talking about the guys with the painted fingernails, which I admit is pretty weird, but I met a guy a couple of years ago that had painted fingernails like that, and he was at this condo place I was living at, the condo, what do they call it? Anyway, the big group of condos there was, and he was their head handyman. He would go and fix all, anything that needed to be fixed there. He was a good tradesman. And also, I talked to him. He said, "Yeah, he used to backpack on the mountains around here in Tucson." And he had nothing about him that would say he's gay, except for these fingernails. I don't know why he had those fingernails. I never did ask him, why the hell do you have long painted fingernails? But it could be some kind of a thing where I don't know what it is. But that one thing, as far as along these same lines, this tranny. It's assistant, whatever she is, HHS or whatever, he, she, it. Now they made her a 4-star admiral of health or whatever. What do you think about that, John?
Well, this man is mentally ill. This man who wants to be a woman is mentally ill, clearly on the face of it. And I treat mentally ill people with respect and dignity. But I don't go along. If you think you're Napoleon, I'm not going to address you as your highness. I'm not going to do it. And I'm not going to address a man as ma'am or miss or whatever. I'm not going to go along with that. That's too bad. I'm sorry that this man is mentally ill. But that mental illness is something that I think disqualifies him from holding a position of trust and responsibility in the United States government.
4-star admiral. 4-star admiral is what they say he is. I mean, he accepted. He's going to wear a uniform, an admiral uniform.
Probably a female admiral uniform, most likely.
Right.
Anyway, I think
you're right about the whole country going to hell in a handbasket. By the way, I don't think China coddles trannies like that, and neither does Russia.
No.
They don't have.
Don't. You're not going to have. No, the People's Liberation Army really runs that country. They're not going to tolerate any of that silliness.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Okay, I'll let you go. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. Got a bottom of the hour break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people.
because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fix bayonets.
Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 25th of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. I've got three private consultations coming up here, more on the way. I really enjoy helping people gain the clarity, the focus they need, get the information they need to achieve their goals that they want to achieve. The details at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're getting caught up on energy cleaner backorders this week. Tom has promised me a delivery of about 30 units is coming Friday. I've got about that many back orders waiting. You folks have been really patient waiting. I know it's been a struggle. We're up to the second week of September now, getting the back orders caught up. Regardless, if you have arthritis pain, the energy cleaner will help you. If you want to sleep as good as a small child like I do every night, the energy cleaner will help. Check out the details at my website, where you can place your order using PayPal, or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Andrew, representing EMP Shield, and taking your questions and comments. And let's see, Andrew, our next caller here is Patty in Florida. Good morning, Patty. ahead, Patty. You're on the air.
I'm here.
Okay. Who's this?
This is Bill in Texas.
Bill in Texas. Okay. What's on your mind, Bill?
I ran across an item over the weekend that I want to just, I'll repeat it to you. I'm not giving it any credibility because I tried to check in on it, and I did find a little bit, but not enough to, and nothing seems to be happening on it. But somebody on YouTube made a reference to a source, and I checked the source at their website, and they did have the story at the source, but there doesn't seem to be any update coming. So things should already be happening according to them. But basically, the story was there was a migrant wave, 150,000 coming in at Del Rio, another group of 150,000 at Laredo, and in between those two, about midway, was a group of 80,000 armed Haitians. Now, I have nothing to back that up. I'd like you to comment on, maybe you could comment on it generically as to, is this the way things could happen?
Well, you're approaching a quarter million people here, a third of a million unarmed, another 80,000 armed. Those are fabulously large numbers, to say the least. Almost unbelievable numbers. The logistics of moving more than a third of a million people, cross country on foot like that is just enormous. Assuming they're on foot, which they have been traditionally. 80,000 armed Haitians. Well, barefoot peasants with AK-47s are dangerous. They're not particularly a threat to the U.S. military. Traditionally, the Haitians have never had any serious military training. Maybe they got some along the way. But without verification, we're just going to place those stories on the back burner, subject to some verification that we can count on there, Bill. Andrew, you got any follow-up on this before we move on?
No, not really, but it's, Bill, whether the story is true or not, it does raise a good point that even now, especially now, if a foreign adversary wants to get people into the country, they're probably trying to do it right now in that method. They're probably sneaking them across the border while they know there's large waves of people coming through. Whether they're armed or not doesn't matter so much as I believe that our adversaries just want to get as many people into the country as possible to be used later. As far as a group of people, especially 80,000, that's a lot of people. I'm not sure if that has a lot of, I mean, if it does, that's, that could pose a threat to the United States. I wouldn't say a large threat, as our army, which shouldn't have too much of an issue unless they have up armored vehicles and other platforms. But I don't know if that's, like John mentioned, that's a very large amount of people to move on foot. I'd like to learn more maybe about that.
Right. Yeah, it would be a logistical nightmare to provide logistical support for more than a third of a million people moving cross-country on foot. That would be an absolute logistical nightmare. Bill, we'll look, if you get any further verification, let us know. We do thank you for your call, sir.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right. Now we go to Patty in Florida. Good morning, Patty.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I had just a couple of quick questions. I think there was something on Alex Jones about that yesterday, but I'm not sure. I have to go back and listen. Andrew, I had a question about the EMP shield. If my battery is dead, because I don't drive it that often, so I got to remind myself to keep starting it a couple times a week, will the EMP still work if the battery is drained in a car?
Yeah. Well, hey, Patty, good morning, and that's a fantastic
good morning.
Question.
Good morning, and God bless you both.
Thank you. The answer is yes, it will still protect.
So, I guess that's true on the house as well? If the power is out, will that?
That's right.
Oh, boy, this, yeah. I don't know why I hadn't thought of that sooner. And then I had another couple of quick questions, John. Cliff High, what is his background? Boy, he really is an interesting fellow. I was listening to your recommendation last week. What is his background? Where does he get, do you know?
I really don't know. I've been following his work for about 25 years.
Yeah.
And
I was wondering if he's got one of those computers, you know, those readout things, or...
I don't know what a readout thing is, my dear.
Well, I don't know. D-Wave, you know, these people who do these predictions, when he says his data, I'm, like, wondering where is he getting that from? Okay, it doesn't really matter. It's extremely interesting. I really liked his, the Lawfare one he went through. Wow, that was incredible. And the one you recommended as well. The woo. Yep. We are in this woo, you know. It's like everything is, like, so strange.
Right.
Twilight Zone.
Yep.
And the other was you did a couple of interviews with Mike. And I was waiting. I saw two of them. Did you do more than two?
I've done several shows with Mike. There's two more that we've recorded and haven't been seen.
Oh, okay. Maybe he just didn't post them yet. And
Not yet.
John Wells, have you done more with him? I only heard the one.
It's difficult to do a show with John because I have to record. You know, it's a live show late
right.
at night. And I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so it's difficult. To
right. Okay. Well, okay. That's all. Thank you so much, guys.
Okay.
And God bless you. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
We got open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, there's a big bonus with EMP shield devices, and that's protection for your home and your generator and your solar panel controls from lightning. Tell us about that, Andrew.
Oh, sure, John. Yeah, so EMP shield is obviously created to be a military-certified EMP defense technology. You know, it's been through the military certified testing. It's listed by DHS. However, there is other benefits other than EMP protection. Although we didn't initially create it for this purpose, we did realize very quickly, because of the capabilities we had to build into the device for EMP, it is literally one of the world's best surge protectors, especially at its price point. And that's just not me. That's not me just saying some random marketing hype. If anybody out there even just goes look and looks at the specs of the device, you know, you'll very quickly see that it is one of the most competitive in the world. We do guarantee 100% lightning protection because of how incredibly fast and robust this device is. The device actually begins shunting in half of a nanosecond, which is at least 100 times faster than the next closest thing. And I would actually go as far to say that if you look at other surge protectors, they may say that they're fast, but at the speeds that we're shunting, we're just so much faster. And also as far as the total capability energy rating of the device, our device has a capability of 228,000 amps. What's even more kind of interesting and unique about EMP Shield, not just that we guarantee lightning protection, which we know it works. We've had hundreds of people get hit with zero damage, but we took the technology, went to one of the top rated insurance carriers in the United States, and got it insured with a 10-year warranty. And so not only do we offer one of the best lightning protection systems in the U.S., we also offer one of the best warranties for a surge protector in the U.S. So it's 10 years, $25,000. And in the very first couple sentences of that warranty, we very clearly state we guarantee 100% lightning protection, or else this warranty does its job and pays out. And it's not after your home's deductible pays. Our policy pays if the device doesn't work, period. Which I challenge anybody out here to go look at it. It's boring. It's a daunting, boring task. But go look at some of the main surge protectors out there, and you will see that they do not cover acts of God, which basically means lightning. They don't cover overvoltage, which means power surges. And a lot of them only pay up to the cost of the home's deductible or after the deductible has been paid, which to me blows my mind. It's almost like a sales trick by surge protectors. And so we wanted to make EMP Shield not only give you this protection that nobody else in the world can have, other products have, which is EMP protection that's military certified, but also give you world-class surge protection that is literally, there's nobody else out there that can do it at these speeds and with this kind of warranty. So it's a very awesome surge protector, not just EMP protection.
All right. Well said. Well said. Well, getting these EMP shield devices is not optional. Most of our homes these days have various electronic devices that are difficult to replace. These computers have so much stored in them, family photographs and important documents and so forth, that if they get hit, if there's a lightning strike, good luck. That's all I can say. Good luck.
Right.
Rebuilding it. Some of that stuff could be gone forever, couldn't it?
It could. It absolutely could. I mean, well, John, you've seen it. I know I've seen it too. There's when some homes get hit, they take tens of thousands of dollars in damage. Their computer, their appliances, just, you know, either really expensive things that, you know, it costs a lot to replace, or things that are almost invaluable that you can't ever get back. And that's where, you know, EMP protection is more of a life and death, life-threatening scenario kind of thing. Lightning is a, you know, it can change, you know, it can ruin your life, potentially, if you don't have protection on your home. And it's something that a lot of people don't really think about. And I know a lot of people probably think, oh, that's weird, you know, never considered surge protection, but you really should. I mean, there's trillions of dollars, well, hundreds of billions of dollars in damage every year from lightning protection, and people don't really wake up until after they get hit, you know. So I hope people will kind of take heed, and, you know, for less than the cost of your home's deductible, you can get 100% guaranteed surge protection for your home.
That is so economical and so wise, and such a smart thing to do. Well, I got EMP devices on all my cars. I got EMP devices for my home. And I encourage everybody to do the same thing. There's no place on this planet that's 100% safe from lightning, is there, sir?
No, yes. Yeah. So, and the cool thing, or not cool thing, but the interesting thing about lightning is, you know, it occurs, it's an act of God. It occurs wherever it occurs, although we have seen that trend of certain lightning areas are starting to shift. And so you might be living in a lightning area that wasn't historically known for lightning. And so it's very important to be prepared, because, you know, one day you could get hit, and it doesn't have to be a direct strike. You can take an indirect strike from a quarter mile down the road and still have severe damage, because lightning is huge. So certainly something that you really, really should start thinking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we do have some open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. Andrew, I know you guys are busy. You're in a business. You're expanding your manufacturing capability. Where do you stand right now? Mm-hmm. You have inventory ready for immediate shipment, sir?
Yes, sir. We do have inventory. This is one of the reasons we're 100% American made, 100% American sourced, manufactured. We manufacture 100% our own products. Almost 2 years ago, when the COVID thing began, we ordered enough of our parts, pieces, boxes, everything we need to go for many years. We had the money. We have enough for another 2 years worth of sales. And, you know, that's not to say if we take a spike of tens of thousands of orders in the next couple of weeks, that could go away, obviously. So, you know, take this all with a grain of salt, but we do produce our own products, and so we don't have shortages in any components like most people who outsource from China, because we do everything ourselves and we don't have to worry about the shipping from overseas. And so this is important for people to know, because it is available, and you need to buy EMP Shield while you can. Not just, you know, if after an EMP you can't buy it, obviously that's the case and you're going to wish you had it, but you should also consider, you now is the time to buy it while it's still available, you know, because If I do my job correctly, and we do sell 10,000 units in the next week, as opposed to, you know, whatever, over a month or two, then it's certainly something that, you know, we would potentially run out, and you may not be able to get it. I'm not saying that's going to be the case, but that's a very extreme scenario, but something to get while you can still get it, because you never know the future.
The future is unknown. obviously, clearly, the future is unknown. But it's another form of insurance, a very inexpensive, very affordable form of insurance compared to every kind of other insurance I can think of.
Yes,
car
sir.
Insurance, life insurance, health insurance, homeowners insurance. The cost of CMP Shield device is equal to no more than two premiums on almost any insurance, is it?
No, yes, sir, that's correct. It's literally, we priced it to be less than the cost of the average home's deductible. So the great thing here is that if you use John's coupon code, you can actually save $50 per product, and it's going to bring it down to close to the $300 mark.
There you go. There you go. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Yes, I'm doing more and more private consultations. It's really gratifying and fun for me to help people gain the clarity, the focus they need, the information they need to achieve their goals. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, energy cleaners. We talk a lot about energy cleaners on my show. It's my home business. When you make your order, I personally box it up. I take it to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where every Friday they have a all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $8. And I ship it out priority mail, signature confirmation, all over the country, all over the world, really. I got several orders pending from, three right now pending from Australia. We got a lot of listeners in Australia. Hello, everybody down there. And, check out the energy cleaner. You'll be very glad you did. We're taking orders and getting more energy cleaners in this coming Friday. And, of course, you can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal. Or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Andrew, we're just about out of time here, sir, it looks like. I think we need to keep emphasizing to people that it's better to be a year too soon than a microsecond too late, isn't it, sir?
1,000% agree, John. 1,000%. I mean, what I would ask people to do is keep your eye on China. They just recently said that they vow to give Taiwan zero concessions because of many things, including the current administration and the current president. There is a lot of things going on in the background that people don't see. Even John and I don't know all of it, but we certainly have a little bit of extra information about what may be going on. And there is some just really crazy things going on right now, especially with China. So everybody needs to keep an eye on that. Stay safe, continue to be prepared, and I highly recommend, even if you don't purchase EMP Shield, go do a little bit of research on EMP and include China in your search when it comes to that, because they are a leader in EMP weapons, super EMP weapons, and they have a goal of potentially taking over the world. And that's not just John and I's opinion. That is literally a fact. So EMP protection is something you really, really need to consider before it's too late.
Absolutely. Andrew, I want to thank you for being with us. I look forward to having you back next Monday, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Okay. Thank you very much. Well, we have 2 hours coming up. I always look forward to every week because I learn things every Firearms Monday. I do. And I know many of our listeners do also. Sam Andrews with Firearms Monday, a world-class expert when it comes to anything related to rifles, pistols, building rifles, ammunition, optics, training, legislation, and so forth. Truly world-class, and we are so privileged to have Sam Andrews with us on Mondays. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central, and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.